When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Want a hippopotamus for Christmas, Leroy? Actually,
you know what I'm getting caught up on now?
Too tough. Can't request it.
No, I'm getting Christmas. Caught up. You know the neighborhood watch, the neighborhood wipe website?
The app?
Yeah.
What you mean? What you mean? There's an app.
What's going on?
Yeah, it's called.
Let's say, if you have a Ring camera,
it's called Nextdoor.
There's a neighborhood. Yeah.
No, I don't have a Ring.
It's kind of the same concept.
I just signed up to be nosy. Mm,
we don't have those in the hood.
But they make it sound like it's your, like, I thought it was our development.
It's like nearby, right?
Yeah. And so, I'm out.
I
had to mute this.
Just people complaining.
We have one of those.
Yeah, it's people complaining. There's one lady's like, if you bring your dog to the mall during the holidays, it's you.
Mm. She's not lying.
They just want to talk to someone, and Facebook, the feed is not working for them.
Right.
Yeah. It's like anybody a local know Facebook.
A good electrician? Anybody know this? I just peruse.
Come get your cat.
Somebody has a Ring camera of two teenagers jumping out of a car and slashing their snowmen, their blow-up snowmen.
Damn.
What do you get out of that?
I don't know.
A little bit of fun.
But again, here's the problem, right? What happens, right, if an owner gets pissed off and there's an altercation? Then everybody's going to be mad at that owner.
For beating a kid up?
Or even worse.
Ooh.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, true.
So things like that aren't funny.
Yeah.
Things like that are situations that could escalate far beyond your control when you think you're just having a little fun.
Yeah, things like that scream kids or I don't own anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I immediately think of, like, I wouldn't want anyone to do that to stuff that I own. But, of course, if you don't own anything, then you don't care.
But they have, they put pictures up. Hmm. All of the high schoolers going and doing, what is it, ditch and ding or
ring? Ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditch. Yes. There it is.
Yes, yes, yes.
I haven't heard that in a long time.
Yeah, but the thing is, the Ring camera got the dude looking up at the camera.
Can't do that
knocking
anymore.
Knocking on the door and running. I'm like, yo. And then it says, anybody know this kid? Now, somebody recognize that kid.
Yeah.
Because it's their kid.
Yeah, for sure. Can't even ding dong ditch anymore without snitches. What is this world coming up coming to?
You can't do nefarious acts without getting recorded.
Come on, America's getting soft. We have our own neighborhood watch. It's called Abuelita, who sits on the.
My grandfather was that. My grandfather was that.
My grandfather
would sit on his chair at the end of his driveway.
Yeah.
And people would walk by, and he'd be telling, like, even the drug dealers, "I know what y'all doing on that corner."
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm watching.
Well, one time, I was, I think I got out of school early. So I had a little friend over, right?
Yeah.
And she came in. It wasn't even like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
She gave me a ride. I say, come in and have, mm-hmm. you know, get some drink with her.
Yeah, yeah, I bet.
He calls. Here's what my grandfather said, hung up the phone. No response. No
oh, okay.
He said, don't come up out of there with it. Nothing you went in there with. Click. I'm like,
Better not be a Leroy the third. Wait, what are you, the third? I lost track.
I'm a junior.
Junior, okay.
Yeah.
A lot of Leroys.
So, like, yeah.
That's funny.
My grandfather, like, he was like.
I got this one, lady.
Jehovah's Witness came to the door.
Yeah.
He opened it up. Don't want none. Boom.
Mm.
Went in the back. Like,
you know, didn't want them to waste time.
I got this one.
He was
very direct.
This is one older woman who is on the second floor of the apartment building that we're at. And it's like a courtyard vibes. So everyone's like windows facing the middle. There's a pool in the middle or something like that. Sometimes mm-hmm. I see this lady like sunbathing. And by that, I mean just like standing at the window, like just. And she looks like a ghost. I swear to God, I think every time I look, it just looks like she's watching over the neighborhood to make sure no one's up to anything. But I look and I just get scared that she's like, there's just this ghost in the hall, in the window, just like looking out. And she doesn't move for like 30 minutes because she's just absorbing the photosynthesis.
But dude, here's the deal.
You would think she wasn't ghost-like.
Wait.
Scary.
JFig, I look at this differently.
Scary.
I look at it as, who's the crazy one? Yeah, the one standing in a minute in the window Marco for 30
staring.
Minutes?
Yeah.
Or the person staring at her for 30 minutes realizing
definitely, which is why I laugh, because I can just think to her Marcos just
I'm walking my dog, I'm taking out the trash, and then every time I just peek up, she's just like, she is like just watching.
Why are you
over.
Looking at her window, huh?
Yeah.
What are you trying to see? What are you trying to catch?
No, I'm
Marcos.
I gotta take a picture. I'm gonna take a picture of this lady, and I promise you.
Oh, now you want to take a picture? That's even more creepy.
My grandfather was crazy because one time, you know how, I don't know what it is. Like, we had a train that went because, like, then we had an industrial area on the other side of the thing. We also had, believe it or not, in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans, there's a lock. You know, a lock where it raises and lifts boats?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's the only one in the States. It's in the Ninth Ward of New Orleans. So we used to have these trains go to deliver stuff, put them on the ships, go to the Gulf. One time, my grandfather was on his way somewhere, and he was tired of the train. It would go forward. You know how the trains go forward, then back
come
up.
Back. Oh,
and like, and the thing don't go up.
Nope.
One time they went too far.
Who?
He pulled his car on the train tracks and started waving people on. So the train had to stop and let the people go.
Now I know where you get this accountability from. He held a train accountable for traffic?
He stopped the train.
Where is he every morning for
me? Yeah, jeez. I love this guy.
Hey, well, he's no longer with us.
God bless him.
Yeah, but yeah, he was a different...
Tell me this is
him and my grandmother was married a long time, so they used to quibble all the time, you know, just because they ain't got nobody else, right?
Those grandparent quibbles.
And I think one time they were eating, my grandmother was eating a salad. He said, what are we doing here? She goes, yeah, I think I'm going to try to drop a couple of pounds. He goes, you're not fat. For a 7-footer.
Okay. Like, see, these types of quibbles are ones that I know.
This is literally where Leroy gets it.
It really is. Oh, no, it really is. Hey, that's the
boy. Me and my grandfather used to hang out all the time. Just chit chat.
I know I'll be in these quibbles. It's crazy. With my wife,
it's
sure.
The only man I ever kissed on the lips. Till the day he died.
Till the day he died.
He would make respect. Me, but that's okay.
Yeah. I'll give it respect, though, because like my son now. He'll always be my son. You know, he'll always be my boy. I can't imagine by the time we're 40 or 50, you know, if he gonna tell me no to something. Like, you my son, you better shut up. Whatever I want you to do, you
hey,
do.
I ask Fonz to tell you periodically, you know, yeah. He'll come back from the gym.
Yeah.
You know, you say, "Ooh, I'm getting big. I say, "You ready for a chance at the title?"
Nope.
You ready for a chance at the title? He say, "Nah."
Nah. If I had his situation, you can keep that title as long as I get to keep my situation going on. Now imagine you're in the courtyard walking your dog and you just see this. Is this that's what I'm talking about? Like,
I was not expecting that.
Isn't that frightening? Is that not the most frightening sight? Like,
you know what's funny?
He's looking at you like you got some nefarious activity going on.
It's strange, dude. It is strange.
Dude,
I was walking Scooby the other day, and then it was dark. So then I look at, because I'm walking, and then I see like there's a window with a light shining through. All I see is a shadow of a person just staring at me like this through the blinds.
Telling you.
And I was just like, "Can you stop? I'm just trying to walk my dog." Yeah. You're being creepy. Oh,
but apparently you're the creepy one, JFig. Why are you looking?
No, but I was just walking, and it was in front of me. I wasn't looking up or anything.
You know what would have made it creepy? If it was that house that's still being built next to you.
Ooh. Oh, no, they're fine.
Oh, they good, huh? Oh, okay. Right, they moved in?
Oh, no. Everything is still the same way you saw it. They're actually still doing construction right now. You can probably hear the trucks if I get closer to that side of the house.
Jeez.
It's bad.
Well, I'll tell you what. I will say this. If you go to a Cuban's house, right, you might spend 2 seconds inside, but outside there's action. Damn. Like every backyard is made up to the teeth. Like it looked like a park in the back of JFig's yard.
Got a gazebo.
Like we got a gazebo.
Need a gazebo.
We got sitting area. Mm-hmm. We got food. We got a Domino's under a gazebo. Like what are we doing back here?
Luxury.
Gotta make your house, a nice place to live.
Marcos.
Yeah.
I played 2 games.
Yep.
A Domino's, me and Robbie, with her dad and his friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't understand a damn word they were saying, which is probably why we got our asses kicked.
It's fair.
Because they was talking back and forth. And I said, "Hey, no talking." And her dad would just laugh. No talking.
Well. You played dominoes. Sure, you had a great time, but you couldn't have had a better time than when we play trivia on this show. Time now for our Christmas trivia.
Hey, by the way, what's the go-to Christmas candy?
Christmas candy? That's a good question.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what.
Yeah.
Anybody come up in my house with that old peppermint bark?
Oh, gross.
You know, I love bark, though. It is obviously not peppermint, but... Yeah. Which
one? What is it? It's like chocolate?
I forgot which one I used to... Yeah.
Is it chocolate?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's...
Publix,
it's
like, I don't know if they still sell, because I haven't seen it, but when I used to work there, they used to sell bark. And I forgot what flavor bark. It was.
They still have it. I saw it.
Good.
That's what made me think about it. They have peppermint bark right now.
I was there yesterday.
But is it chocolate?
It's free-form chocolate made by melting the chocolate, mixing in other ingredients, and spreading it out and breaking it into pieces.
Oh.
So you just spread it out on a pan, you add it, different ingredients, you let it cook, and then you cut it up in random pieces.
You don't even cut it. You just break it.
Yeah, just break it off. Yeah.
And that's why they call it bark?
Yeah, because it kind of looks like if you were to rip tree bark off, it's never like an equal piece, and it's always like thin, and I don't know. That's what I'm assuming.
I don't know if that's Google or he's making that up, but it kind of makes sense.
It makes
sense.
I'm
not going
to
stop
you. I'm saying, that's probably the most intelligent thing you've explained to us.
I'm going to go ahead and end it while I'm hot. Thank you, guys.
We'll be centered around food.
Yeah, well, now, just because that was probably my best take, we're going to go to 38 minutes of commercials and end strong, guys. We'll be back. When we come back, we got Christmas trivia on the Tubman and Leroy Show.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. Figgy's here, Scooby's here, Leroy's here, his misbehaving dog Dre is also here.
Oh, no, Dre got a nail problem.
Oh, really? What happened? He was digging out?
One of his nails is growing funny, so he's been, like, hobbling around.
Oh, poor thing. Is there anything you can do, or he just kind of has to, like, wait it out?
Mel tried to cut it.
Okay.
I don't think that's
don't know that's good. If that's...
What if you go to the vet, maybe?
Potentially.
Yeah, and then go charge you $2,000 to cut it out. You know what I mean?
If you pay me $150, I'll do it. I ain't going to do it right, but you'll see.
But if you cut it the wrong way, you can, like, really hurt the dog.
Yeah, I think
no, like she just cut it down. She didn't try to cut it out.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Does that mean
and my mom on terrified of dogs?
Okay, so dogs need to be on their best behavior.
They're nice. They're nice, but, you know, they swarm you.
Mm. Well, you guys ready for some?
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It's hard telling a black person with dogs barking at you.
Yeah, they don't bite. No, that's yeah. First of all, I've known that non-intangibles are not necessarily the most trusting people in the world. So I would definitely say, especially in regards to telling me that dog
animals.
Don't bite. Yeah. Oh,
all
that,
animals.
Oh, that dog doesn't bite. So how does it eat then?
I've heard anything from it got teeth, don't it?
Yeah. Now, is it me or is JFig frozen right now?
JFig's frozen.
Okay, so look,
we wanted to freeze that picture.
Yeah,
because usually she's so mad at us, she's never smiling.
So this is what we'll do. We'll give her an opportunity to. Okay, cool. I was gonna say we'll give her an opportunity.
Yeah, she's back. Look, yeah. See the look.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You froze and you were smiling.
Can I see both?
I was. And
we wanted to freeze that moment.
I wanted to see it again. It won't come back.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Nah, it's okay. You're back. So obviously we have preparations for Hockman and Crowder. Want to make sure that we give them the correct amount of time while still not robbing us of our trivia. So we're going to break this trivia into two parts, all right? I'm going to give you guys three questions, then we'll go to break, and we'll finish it with round two. You guys okay with that?
Yep.
All right, let's go ahead and start with our Christmas trivia. Now, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer. Probably the most famous of the reindeers. But interestingly enough, his original name wasn't going to be Rudolph. The original name for Rudolph was going to be, is it A, Ricky? Is it B, Rusty? Is it C, Reginald? Or is it D, Demetrius? Four.
How are you answering this, by the way?
This is going to be, both of you guys will have an opportunity to answer. No one has to worry about raising their hand or doing any buzzers. I'm just going to call on you in regards to the order. You give me your answer, and then I'll tell you who's right or wrong. So again, Rudolph's original name Was it Ricky, Rusty, Reginald, or Demetrius? Leroy, I'm going to let you answer first. A, B, C, or D?
Rusty. I'm going to say Rusty. Here's why.
Yes.
Because Rusty was a big name back in those days because the show Ren 10-10, his owner was Rusty.
Okay.
So I'm going to say that name was used a lot.
Okay. Now, J-Fig, you have the options. Ricky, Rusty, Reginald, or Demetrius?
Did you try to sing the song?
I was between B and C.
Demetrius, so the red-nosed reindeer.
I'll say C since he got B.
Okay, so you're going to say
C. So I'm assuming that's Reginald? Is that
C,
what you're saying?
Reginald, yes.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound right in the song.
It sounds awful.
Yeah, fair. The correct answer is Reginald.
Reginald. Get the hell out of here.
Yes, the adorable reindeer was almost christened.
I feel like Reginald. I heard that somewhere. That's why I kept like.
You gotta watch her, Leroy. She looks at the chat sometimes.
I swear, sure. I wasn't looking at the chat. Okay.
I don't know if the chat's saying anything, but the original copywriter, Robert L. May, wanted the reindeer to be called Reginald, but Rudolph.
The song didn't work.
I think another thing that wasn't in the original plan.
Reginald the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
They actually didn't even want his nose to be red because at that time a red nose was considered a sign of alcoholism. And publishers didn't want the character
to
be presented.
Okay, what are you reading? What are you reading? Bro Bible?
No, this is from Americamp.co.
I don't trust it.
That's fair. You ever heard someone who gets flush when they drink? I know someone who doesn't like drinking certain liquors because their face gets red.
I've never
people like, do that. Yeah,
I've never drank enough to have all these distinctions between brown and white or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
All right. Now, so far, J-Fig is in the lead. 1-0. Let's go ahead and go to question number 2. There are a bunch of stipulations in regards to the Rent-A-Santas enlisted across the United States every year. Practical things such as not accepting money from parents while starstruck children are looking and avoiding garlic, onions, or beans for lunch. About how many of these Rent-A-Santas are employed across the United States every year? Talking malls, we're talking everything. How many of these Rent-A-Santas are employed across the United States every year? Is it 50,000? Is it 30,000? Is it 20,000? Or is it 100,000?
Oh, 100,000 at least.
Yeah, it has to be between 50 and 100,000 for sure.
All right, so what is it going to be, ladies and gentlemen?
I'll say 50 cents. Leroy said 100 first.
All right. The correct
Keeping
answer.
Keeping it fair here.
Correct answer being 20,000. Only 20,000.
Yeah. I was thinking of all the malls.
There's no way. There's a lot of malls.
Sometimes it's Santa come to your school.
There's a lot of malls. But if you think about
there's literally. Like, there's literally a Santa in Home Depot, okay?
I don't know if that one counts, though. I don't know if he has his paper.
It should count.
I'm not
sure. So you saying you should have said how many Santas are in the Santa Union?
You know,
legally? Yeah, well,
because, that's fair. Like, yeah, come on, dude.
Now, this last question before we take a quick break. Santa hasn't always worn his trademark red outfit.
Did he wear a business casual?
Well, there was a different color combination that Santa previously wore. Was this color combination, we know him from red and white, but was it previously red and green? Was it red and yellow? Was it green and white? Or was it green and blue? What was the original color combination for Santa's outfit? Again, Was it red and yellow? Red.
Leroy's
green?
Looking down.
Leroy, no Google. Well, he doesn't know what he really. I don't really think he's. You know, it takes a long time to Google if you know.
And what I guess I'm gonna guess red and green because that's still Christmas colors.
That's fair. That's fair. Now the remaining.
What were the other options?
Remaining options were red and yellow, green and white, or green and blue.
If it's green and blue, I'm going to lose my mind.
I think it's with the blue. I think it's a blue. I don't know about the combination about green and blue, but yeah. I think blue was included blue. For sure.
That's fair.
Yeah.
All right, the correct answer, the attire we've come to love since childhood was originally green and white.
Well, and that was my other choice.
Yeah.
So wait, can you say it again? Because I froze. I'm so
green
sorry.
And white.
Green and white.
It had to be because Christmas colors are red and green.
Yeah.
So it had to be one of those.
It was Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola who made who said, you know what, we look better if we put that boy in red.
So if we make the Santa Claus the same color as our product?
Correct. Good marketing. Good
so marketing. Selfish.
So selfish. Damn you, Coke.
So far right now, J-Fig is ahead in our trivia at a whopping score of 1-0. We got a real barn burner here. Stay tuned to the Tobin and Leroy Show as we finish up Christmas trivia on the other side of commercial. Welcome back into the final segment on a Monday.
Right final Christmas segment.
Christmas segment, of course.
Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
Tomorrow we will be having a best of, and as well on Christmas Day we will be having a best of. Leroy returns Thursday the 26th with Dan Day and Vlad. J-Fig, will you be here the 26th?
Sure.
J-Fig may be here.
I mean, today she showed up at 12:45, so is she there?
I'm not going to leave Leroy hanging unless you want me.
But we will be back, us three, again on Friday to preview Canes football as well as Dolphins football. And then the whole gang will be back next Monday before we take off for the new year. In the meantime, we last left off with J-Fig taking a commanding 1-point lead over Leroy.
You go first.
J-Fig, we're going to make you go first this time.
Yeah, okay. Because I always go first. And
well, then. I mean, you would always talk first.
All right, let's start off.
I don't know how
to... You just started talking first, so I didn't say anything.
Wait, I don't know how to... Was that an insult?
I don't know. I don't mean it in any kind of way.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to shut up now.
All right. With more than 733 different versions copyrighted since 1978, this is the most recorded Christmas song of all time. Now, is it Last Christmas? Is it Jingle Bells? Is it It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas? Or is it Silent Night? We have Jingle Bells.
Like this.
Last Christmas. It's beginning.
I'm going to say Silent Night. Silent Night. Silent Night. Silent Night. Silent Night. Silent Night. Sorry.
All right. She says Silent Night, the most recorded Christmas song of all time with 733 different versions copyrighted.
I only say that because I would do Christmas shows with my. I'm in college and in high school.
Yes.
I've got to say that was a crowd favorite.
Hmm. All right.
And there's a lot of renditions of it, by the way.
So the other choices are
Jingle Bells.
Last Christmas.
It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas and Last Christmas.
I think that one too.
I'm trying to think of old school versus new school.
Yeah.
And new school, all of the new people are singing ballads. for the Christmas songs.
Very true.
Nobody really has up-tempo stuff except a couple of people, right?
Damn.
That's why I'm a Mariah Carey's.
Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album is so good.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Ariana Grande, too. Ariana Grande has some songs.
I'm going to go with... Say it again. It's Jingle Bells.
Jingle Bells. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Last Christmas.
I'm going to do It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas.
It's beginning to look
like the song. Everybody plays that song right after Thanksgiving and they kick off Christmas season.
Yeah.
Well, the correct answer is Silent Night. Holy Night.
Yeah. Even if you go to church, that's always right. They always sing Silent Night. All right.
It was one of my favorite ones also to hear when I was in choir. Great song.
All right. Well, keep it moving.
Right, you mad?
This is the final question.
Why do I suck at trivia?
This is the final
question. And I have valid, thought out answers.
I love hearing I love hearing your logic knowing you're wrong. I love seeing it piece together.
It's the confidence that counts.
From now on, as you start delivering.
All right, I get it. I'm wrong all the time.
Wait, but what was the second highest? I'm pretty sure it would be. It's beginning to look Last Christmas.
No, it's beginning to look like Christmas. Of the four that I mentioned, It's Beginning to Look Like Christmas was second. Jingle Bells was third, and in last place was by a long shot.
Well, you know why Jingle Christmas. Bells? Because you could be five and record Jingle Bells
for sure. And but you're not necessarily
Jingle Bells is also like you can use that in any genre. I believe you can make that a really good rock and roll song.
Hey. Nobody did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer like DMX.
Yeah. They're
You know, yesterday I saw a DMX Funko Pop. It was crazy.
Oh, he's the best. He really is the best.
Oh!
Come on.
Scared all of them.
Santa gonna make me lose my mind.
That's good. I listen.
Wow. All right, final question worth 3 points, Leroy. This is your opportunity to steal. We got 60 seconds on the clock.
That's unfair.
Christmas decorating sends thousands of people to the ER on a yearly basis from November to December.
Yep.
This averages out to about 240 injuries per day.
Right.
About how many people get sent to the ER with Christmas-related injuries on a yearly basis from that time frame? Christmas-related injuries from November.
So out of 240.
No. There's 240 per day, more or less. Listen, math major, I know you're about to do some calculations. I'm going to give you
some very wrong calculations.
Is it 1,200? Is it 15,000? Is it 50,000? Or is it 12,000? A, 1,200. B, 15,000. C.
Wait, you confused me already. What?
1,200, 15,000.
A, 1,200. B, 15,000. C, 50,000. Or is it D, 12,000?
Did you just say 12,000 twice?
It's 1,200.
Yeah. 1,200.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm going to say 12,000.
Heard.
Just jumped on.
You said I was going to answer first.
I'm going to say.
Said I was going to answer first. I'm going to say
240 a day times 30.
Remember, it's worth.
I'm going to say 15,000.
This is worth 3 points. So you guys.
15,000.
All right, for the Christmas crown, as I like to call it, the winner, 15,000! Leroy from behind!
This is Fraudulence.
Fraudulence. Malarkey. Oh.
Yeah. Wow.
That's it, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the Tobin and Leroy show.
Hey, everybody, enjoy your Christmas.
Absolutely.
Be safe. Enjoy the time with your family.
We know most of y'all ain't at work, so y'all hanging out with us today. So,
yeah.
Cool. That's cool.
Enjoy, relax, spend time with your family, and make sure you catch us right here on Thursday when Leroy returns.
With the crown.
With the crown.
I want to see a crown on your head. I want to see a crown.
Merry Christmas, everyone. We'll be talking to you guys soon. Take care. And I'll be talking to you guys in the group chat, I'm sure. Take care,
everyone. Well, we already have someone talking on the group chat.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Trying to be a little show pony.
Sick of this guy, dude.
I know you're listening.
He texts us more when he's not on the show than if he's sitting right next to us.
Bum! All right, guys. Have a good Christmas.